This life I owe you. A Guardian Story. Written by Starry Wolf and read by Calicuria. Based on art by Yui Neff. This story features the pairing Shen Wei, Zhao Yinlan, has been rated for audiences teen and up, and has been tagged No Archive Warnings Apply. Additional tags for Sacrifices, inspired by fan art, inspired by episode 23. Angst, If Guardian was written by Clamp. Clarification. When we said, If Guardian was written by Clamp, we are specifically referring to Duomaki giving up his eye for Watanuki. Reader's notes. I am so sorry for how I'm sure I am mangling everyone's names. Zhao Yinlan awakens abruptly, gasping for air. He's lying on a metal table, he identifies after that first second of shock. Lin Jing's table, to be precise, with the scientist himself bending over Zhao Yinlan, talking at a pace too fast for Zhao Yinlan to parse at this moment. He blinks, and the rest of the team swims into view, crowded around him with worried looks on their faces. Even Lao Chu has a hint of concern in his expression, which Zhao Yinlan would have sworn was impossible before today. He's at the SID. Something must have happened. He doesn't remember falling unconscious. In fact, the last thing he remembers is a hint of not quite light, the perpetual darkness in his vision lifting for a fraction of a second. The doctor's voice, heavy with remorse as he breaks the bad news. Chief Zhao, how are you feeling? Zhao Yinlan blinks again, focusing on Wang Zhang. Her expression brightens with wonder when his gaze drops to the hands she's wringing. And then it hits him. His eyes. Well, just the one eye. The other is wrapped in bandages, as he discovers when he tries to touch them. But still. He can see! Zhao Yinlan is helpless against the wide grin that stretches across his face as he catches her hands in his own, shaking them vigorously. His heart feels too full, like champagne bubbles are popping inside him, so buoyant he almost feels like he can fly. You can see, Chief Zhao, Xiao Guo asks, like it isn't obvious Zhao Yinlan is tracking visually for the first time in days, but for once he can't even dredge up his usual frustration at Xiao Guo's lack of acumen. Zhao Yinlan lets go of Wang Zhang's hands and hops off the table. His team is crowded into the tiny lab area, all of them with beaming smiles on their faces and words of congratulation on their tongues and... Wait. Someone is missing. Where's Shen Wei? It's like a switch has been flipped. With growing unease, Zhao Yinlan watches his team fidget, all traces of delight gone from their expressions. None of them is willing to meet his gaze, not even Lao Chu. He focuses on Xiao Guo, who he knows will be the easiest to break. Professor Shen is sitting on the couch outside. Xiao Guo finally stutters, staring at the floor. Outside? That's not like Shen Wei. Zhao Yinlan would have expected him to be the first person he sees when he wakes up, actually, hovering like the mother hen he pretends he isn't. He sees the bandages first. Zhao Yinlan's first reaction is that of concern, that Shen Wei's gotten hurt during that period of time he can't remember, maybe even because he was trying to find a cure for Zhao Yinlan's eyes. Then he realizes the bandages are wrapped in a very specific way around Shen Wei's head, like they're covering... He rounds the table, hoping against hope that he's wrong. But no. There's a bandage over one of Shen Wei's eyes. The exact eye that Zhao Yinlan can now see from.
Don't you dare lie to me.
He means to shout, but his voice issues forth in a low growl instead. It makes Shen Wei flinch, the brittle half-smile on his face shattering like fine-bone china.
What did you do?
I... Shen Wei starts, and then his voice falters. I... Zhao Yinlan closes his eyes. He wants to shake Shen Wei, wants to punch something. He wants to do...
anything. I'm not worth this.
The words slipped from his lips, unbidden.
You are,
Shenhui retorts immediately, as though there can be no question about that, and this blind faith is what tips Zhao Yunlan over the edge.
So what do you want me to do?
He screams, slamming his hands down on the conference table, because it was either this or throttle Shenhui where he sits.
Bear you everlasting gratitude. Should I formally kneel and kowtow while I'm at it?
Shenhui begins to shake his head, but Zhao Yunlan isn't done yet.
I never asked you to do this. Why should I so casually owe you so much?
Why would you do this for someone you've only known for such a short while?
You owe me nothing,
Shenhui insists, rising from his seat, and the urgency in his voice is what gives Zhao Yunlan pause.
This life, I owe it to you. This is the least I can do to repay my debt.
Shenhui has secrets. Zhao Yunlan has known that since the very first day they met, when Shenhui stared at him as though he was meeting a long-lost friend, not a stranger. Zhao Yunlan sags in resignation.
Keep your secrets. One day, I'll get them out of you.
One day, you'll know, Shenhui responds, his voice filled with quiet, fervent promise. The end. Thanks for listening. This podfic and story were created as a party favor for Pod Together 2019.